Pritchard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A lot of talk, and yesterday was 100-day countdown to May 7th, which is the deadline for your real ID. And there are many questions about it, and it has been kicked down the road since COVID because they didn't have the personnel to go through this process. And this is being processed at the state level through the DMV, you know, the where you get your driver's license or take your tests or go and do all the things that you can do there.
Well, I appreciate that we're doing this morning with as few days are left, because the last thing you want to do is be one of the people trying to get a real ID in that last couple of days. It's going to be quite something.
And it's not just for people who want to fly domestically. There are other reasons that you would need a real ID. And joining us from AAA is the Director of Legislative Affairs, Teresa Podjeski. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
So people probably, when they find out what you do for a living, they're like, I got to talk to you about something.
Yes.
So let talk us through real ID. First of all, before we get into how you get it and what you need to do that, what is going to be the purpose moving forward after May 7th?
Well, the purpose is Congress had passed the Real ID Act back in 2005 to enhance security standards for identification, and that came after the September 11th attacks.
Wait a minute. This was 2005 this was legislated?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so here we are 20 years later.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
Just to show you the speed and fluidity we work through our government bureaucracy. Okay, so, but this, they're telling us they're serious about this deadline.
That's right. As you said, we are now under 100 days. So May 7th, 2025 is the date that travelers will need to have their real ID if they are boarding a domestic flight. But as you also said, there are other reasons you may want to get a real ID, and that is if you enter a military base or enter a federal facility. And we may not necessarily think that we're going to, be entering a military base. I had a brother and a husband who were military, so I went to the boot camp graduation, you know, way back in the day, and that may be a reason that you want to enter a military base. And it's best to check that military base to see what is required when you enter, because you may or may not need that real ID, but it's best to check in advance before you get there.
All right, so let's talk about the practical part of this, and that is if you want to acquire one. First, is there a cost to us to get a real ID?
There is a cost, and there's a fee of $20 to get your real ID, plus the additional fee, which would be your normal fee to renew your driver's license. So that could be like for a 4-year renewal license would be $39.50 currently through PennDOT. And so you would add the $20 fee on top of that to get the real ID. Or I'm sorry, it's actually $30, a one-time $30 fee.
Teresa, what all does a person need to bring with them to get that real ID at the DMV? This is no small amount of paperwork here.
No, and that's why you want to do it well in advance, because you want to make sure that you do have the necessary paperwork. So proof of identity, which would be a certified copy of your birth certificate that was filed with the state office of vital records. And if for some reason you do not have that, that can take a couple weeks to get through the state. So then you also need your proof of Social Security, which would be your Social Security card in your current legal name. Or you could use a W-2 or a Social Security form, Social Security 1099. So that would be proof of your Social Security. You need two proofs of current physical Pennsylvania address. So your current unexpired PA driver's license would suffice as one. Your vehicle registration card, a valid auto insurance card, a utility bill, a W-2 would also provide that proof of current physical address. And then you also need proof of all legal name changes, if applicable, all certified marriage certificates for each marriage to track name changes that would have been issued by the county court.
Good Lord.
So there's a lot of paperwork. And as I said, you don't want to wait, to the last minute.
Well, since you're the director of legal affairs for AAA, whatever happened to the Paper Reduction Act? We're trying. Okay, so you got to bring this folder of stuff, and then when you go into DMV, obviously they sort through it, say they've got everything they need, and then how long does it take typically to get the real ID from that point?
Well,
if you've satisfied all the requirements.
Right. If you go on to PennDOT.gov/RealID, there are several locations throughout the state, a number of locations throughout the state that you can get the RealID on the spot. Or you can go into PennDOT locations and they can verify your paperwork, and then the RealID will be sent to you within a matter of weeks.
Okay. So we're making a note of this. All right, this is great information. So here we go. Real ID is supposed to get real May 7th. And Teresa Pajeski, Director of Legal Affairs for AAA, appreciate your input. Do you have yours?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I've done it quite a while ago.
Paul has his. He's flaunting his little gold.
Oh, yes, but I had to go back a second time because I wound up, the first time I went to go get it, I wound up in the wrong line. I wound up in a line for a regular license, and I had to come back again.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. All right, Teresa, thank you. Great
You're
information.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you.
You
thank
got you. It. PennDOT.gov/RealID if you want a list of what you need to take with you.
I had forgotten how much there is.
Oh, yeah. This is a commitment. And keep in mind, this was legislated 20 years ago.
Unbelievable.